And this morning, I have the great opportunity in presenting God's word to us. Thank you, Pastor Henry, for having me. Thank you, brethren, for welcoming me this morning. And I want to give God thanks that God is still watching over his people. And my brother Terry, I want to thank God for you, my brother. The Lord has brought you back. And look, my brother that testified that he had a heart attack and the Lord brought him through. Don't know why, but I want to tell you, my brother, if you're still listening, God have a plan for your life. And it's time that whatever it is, you just go to him and say, Lord, you brought me back. This time, what is it would you have me to do? Like the Apostle Paul asked him, Lord, what will you have me to do? He needs us today more than we could ever imagine, because the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. So I don't know why he spared us. I don't know why I am sitting where I am sitting. But as I go along each day, I realize that God did not create man to waste. He created man for a specific purpose, and that is to serve him by allowing him to use us to impact the life of other people. That is the whole process of it. You are a light. I light you. Take away your darkness. I lighten your darkness. You now go and shine your light among men, that people will know that Jesus is not dead. He's alive, and he's alive. Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for this opportunity this morning and speaking to you over the phone. And the word of God is quick and powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so the portion that was read from Psalm 37, and I will just speak from verse 5, which says, Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Father, we thank you that the writer of this psalm, the man David, who knows what it is to be haunted by his enemies, to be running from place to place, he knows what it is to trust in you. And these are recorded for us today, because the same devil that was after David is the same devil that we are facing today. You, Father, have not changed from being the protector of your people. You have brought us through many storms, many dangers, toils, snares. But here we are, not because we were good, not because we were in a position to help ourselves, but because you become our helper in time of trouble. Thank you for this opportunity, Father. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will use me with this verse, that people, us, your children, will understand that you never, ever will harm us. You are always for us to bring us out of darkness into your light. Bless your word to our hearts this moment, Father. As I say, thanks, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Commit thy way unto the Lord.
Praise God.
It is a very strong word that David used. David being a man who God anointed at a very tender age. I don't know if David knew that that anointing upon him would have brought him to a place of leadership where he become the head of a nation. I don't know if he knew that. But God's plan for him was that he would be what we are reading about who David is. But David recognized that to commit oneself to God is all that really matters. The first thing we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it was not us who chose God. We have nothing to do with our existence in this world. It all started with God, and it will end with God. There is nothing we can do to change what God is and what he's about to do and is doing. We cannot change that. We have to conform to the will of God so that we get the world in which we are living, which is so corrupted, evil, and vile, that when we trust and commit our ways to God, God will lead us and cause us to prosper in the midst of all that is going on. And the word commit.
Yes.
The word commit your way to the Lord.
Yes.
Is to build your life upon the values of his kingdom. It is to bring your life, time, talent, and treasuries into full alignment with its will and purpose.
Yes.
Committing oneself or one's spirit to God means to entrust oneself into something else, into somebody else's care.
Yes.
That's what that commitment means. David recognized what it is to be committed and dedicated to God. David, after his anointing, did not sit down. The Bible said that David was not in his father's eyes chosen by them. Because when Samuel went down to the house of Jesse to anoint a king, Jesse gave the best of his sons.
Yes.
David was not remembered.
No.
One who will be qualified to be the head of the nation.
Yes.
But God knew the heart of David, like he knows the heart of all of us this morning, that we are valuable. What God sees in us, nobody else sees it. And David went to the battle. He was only sent out there to feed his brethren with food, not to go out there to engage in a war. But the anointing of God, knowing the God that was with him when he was watching over his father's sheep, heard the enemy of Israel, came up and stood up and asked for a man to defeat him. And David heard Goliath. I am saying this to say that, brethren, what God will use one man to do, look at it. Solomon and all the armies of Israel could not face Goliath. But one little guy with Saul, who committed his life to God, was able to stand before the enemy and defeated the enemy because he trusted God.
Amen.
He commits his will to God. This
Amen.
All God wants of humanity is to acknowledge, I am your source of power. I am your source of wealth. I am your source of blessing. I am your source of life. Just commit what you have to me. It is I who give it to you in the first place.
Yes.
Gentlemen, sometimes we wander in this world as if this world is all there is. Brethren, there is far more that we have not yet discovered because we have not fully committed our life to God.
Yes.
When you do that, listen, David, let me to turn over to the scripture says in 1 Peter 5, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for the Lord careth for you. In chapter, in verse 23 of the same chapter, that of Psalms, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in him. He delighted in his way.
Yes.
He says, verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Verse 25. He said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So David recognized that God is a source. And as I will repeat myself here in Goliath, what Saul and his army could not do, God and one man did it.
Yes.
One can chase a thousand, and two can put 10,000 to flight, if we will just commit our ways to God. All God is asking for, and I am glad for the word of God. When we understand that it is God who said, let us make man. It was not man who sought after God. It was God who sought after man and made man and created man in an environment of everything.
Yes.
Listen, I have to keep going back to the original. Because when I look at how God loved man and what he has done for man to be regenerated, to come back to immortality.
Yes.
Brethren, we were not made to die or to be living a defeated life. These things come because of sin. But the Bible said, Jesus came in the world, not for nothing else, but to bring redemption to humanity, that man might live the way we were created to live. Not in prison by sin, but to be liberated from sin. So we can live, that the world will know God is not dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My brothers and my sisters, all God wants from us is to do what he tells us to do. Commit.
Yes,
dedicate your life to God.
Yes. Yes.
The scripture tells us why David was so adamant about committing oneself to God. Why was David so adamant about it? Let me read something for you. In Psalms chapter 55 and from verse 11. Psalms 55, verse 11 says, wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then could I have borne it? Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance, who took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. So when David said, Lord, me trust in you, because listen, what I realized, brethren, when God starts to elevate you in life, people sometimes get jealous over you.
They
draw near to you, and they will do things to trip you up. David said, listen, the reason why you have to do this is because you don't know who is with you from who is not with you. It's not the person who is a stranger hurt you. It's the man who you and him walk to the house of God together that will defeat you. Your friend that you entertain in your house will defeat you. So David said, you don't know what is in man. So commit your ways to God. And God will deliver you. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I want to take this because this word commit to a deeper sense. So the word called dedicated.
Yes.
You listen, brethren, when you are committed, sometimes, take for instance, we are in church and we are committed to the cause of Christ. But if I don't feel like coming to church today, I can call brother so and say, man, feel infinite this moment because I don't feel so good. You're dedicated. When Peter, in Matthew chapter 26, Peter and the Lord was talking. And the Lord said to them, I'm leaving. Peter said, Lord, I will do everything possible to go with you. I will even die with you. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, Peter, you don't even understand what you're talking. Before the cock crow, you're going to deny me three times. A committed man, you know, the man committed. But when the rubber meets the road, Peter says, we don't know this man. Three times he denied him. He was committed.
Yes.
But Peter, that same Peter, when you look back in Acts chapter 4, Peter, after Jesus Christ, I want to say this, that as I said that, there is a lot of Jesus's, well, let me just say there's a lot of, all of Jesus's disciples did not believe that he was the Son of God, one. Two, they did not believe that he could raise from the dead. They saw him raise people. They saw him do miracles and signs and wonders. But after he died, every man go their own way and they were committed to Jesus. But the third, after his death, but when he rose from the dead, it was a different action and attitude in these men. Brethren, let me say this very strongly. Pure Christianity without the resurrection life of Christ by the Holy Ghost living you, you will not be dedicated to the cause of Jesus. Many people will go back into the world when persecution comes your way. These disciples in Acts, after the resurrection of Jesus, that solidified their faith where they're not the task commitment, they become now dedicated to the cause of Jesus Christ. To the point when they were being faced with persecution, they stood up and said, you can do what you want, but we are now witnesses of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And now we know that he is the Messiah, the one who died for me and rose from the grave. They were able to withstand against every force in their time.
Yes.
Me today, we have to pass commitment, brethren.
Yes, yes.
The time is here when the church has to realize, if I lose my life, I will find it in Jesus Christ. Nothing in this life should ever deter any child of God from serving God. We have to pass commitment to go down to dedication. They were dedicated. The scripture tells us, Jesus, Peter denied the Lord. Saul was a committed Jew to the law of Moses. But when he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he became one of the most dedicated servants you could ever find.
Yes.
He was committed to the law of Moses, that he persecuted people. That's how serious the man was. But I am glad that God looked behind our faults and he see what is in you. And he called Saul, met him on the road to Damascus to persecute the church. Yes, and Jesus stopped him and said, Saul, Saul. And we know the story well. And Paul said to him, what will you have me to do? Jesus said, son, I'm sending you on the same road. Listen to me, friends. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. But because God see our heart, that he didn't make us to war and fight and quarrel and fear. He make us to be bold and strong so that we can stand up today and say Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today.
Amen, 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 amen.
We are his voice. We are his hand. We are his feet. Trust in the Lord. Commit thy ways to him and he will bring it to pass. Friends, listen, when I study the Bible and see all the miracles that God used men to do, it was not men that does these miracles. All the wars that David fought and won, it was not David alone, it was God moving on behalf of man. Because you stand in the battle, God will give you the victory. He is the one that caused the Jericho wall to fall down.
Yes, sir.
He is the one who crossed, who parted the Red Sea. He is the one who caused fire. He is the one who does all the miracles. Daniel, in the lion's den, it was not Daniel who prevented the lion. No, it was God. But these men dedicate your life in spite of all the threat that man is doing. Listen, friend, when I look at the scriptures and I read and I understand it, men must stand up to be against the forces of demon that is working in our society.
Yes.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were slaves of a foreign land. These men were not just committed brethren, they were dedicated to the cause of God. And God, when the king made the decision that every man must bow to the idol, three men stood up and said, we come from a different background. We know the true God. And he said, thou shalt have no other God before us. How much of us would face such hostility and still defend God today?
Yes.
How much of us would do that? You know your life is at stake. Your city furnace. You hear what the king said. If you do not do it, you're going into the fire. I am looking at the blazing fire that I'm going to go in. And still, because I am dedicated to the cause of God, who I know is the true God, he says, you can say what you want to say, king, but we will not bow to your idol. We have a God, and he said we should bow. And the king said, me going to see which God is going to deliver you.
Yes.
Did the king see the God that delivered? Yes.
Yes.
Why? Because three men was dedicated to the, not committed. They were dedicated to the cause of God. And God showed up. He will bring it to pass.
Yes. Amen.
It is God who work in us to do of his good pleasure, brethren.
Yes.
So let us stand up for God. Let us dedicate our lives. Not only that he should commit, but the Bible says, trust also in him. That's another piece.
Yes.
Trust also in the Lord. God, to commit thy way unto the Lord, Revelation chapter 14, 12, Revelation 16, 25, and it reads, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We talk about Jamaica way, American way, Canadian way, and all the ways that we know. But according to the scripture, in Psalms 1, the scripture tells us, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Yes.
In Jeremiah chapter 6, he says, the sons of, in Jeremiah chapter 35 rather, and verse 6, God also shows what dedication is all about in the sons of Jonadab, the son of Reshobite, the Reshobite, that gave them wine. Their father told them not to drink wine, not to build tents. And when God wanted to show Jeremiah what dedication is all about, he called them, he said, take the sons of the Reshobite and bring them to the house of God and serve them wine and see what happened. And when they went to the house and they served them wine, the young men were able to stood up and say, no, our fathers trained us or told us not to drink anything strong. And so they were able to stand up against the instructions of those that was given to them. Listen, friend, you will not be loved by many people today because you don't do what they say. You do what God tells us to do. Yes. And when we do what God tells us to do, God will manifest himself in ways that we will never see before. It's time that the believer, it's time that the church understand our calling in God. We are not just ordinary people, loved ones. We need to get past the ordinary, the God who saved us, the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed us and washed us, is greater far than anything else.
Yes.
God did not hand the world over to demons and devils and angels. He hand the world to man and if they have dominion and power and authority upon the earth. Jesus came and gave us back that authority. Send the Holy Ghost and to fill us that we might stand up against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
Let's dedicate our lives. Let's pass. And in closing, the Bible said, trust also in the Lord.
Yes.
Psalms 20, the scripture says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. We are, the Bible says, know I know that the Lord saveth the anointed. He will hear, he will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Why? They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. So, when you trust in the Lord, not in chariots, there's another psalm, Psalm 33, that tells us that don't trust in chariots. Verse 16, it says, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An heart is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them who hope in his mercy. Verse 19 says, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive from famine. So listen, brethren, our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Then Jeremiah, the Bible speaks of, before I go to Jeremiah, we'll be closing with First Chronicles, I'll be closing with Jeremiah, but let me give you another scripture from First Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 4. The Bible speaks of a man called Jabez. Jabez, the Bible says that his mother named him Pain and Sorrow.
Yes.
But Jabez prayed to the Lord. And Jabez asked God, and said, Lord, let thy hand, O God, be upon him. It says, Jabez's name. Jabez, God did not change Jabez's name, but he changed his future. Jabez's prayer, Lord, don't let my label be my legacy. And Jabez call on the Lord, the God of Israel. Listen, when you commit and dedicate yourself to God, whatever people may say about you, whatever future they think you're going to have, when you commit your life to God, Jabez's name in sorrow and pain, but God did not change Jabez's name, but he changed his future. Because Jabez prayed and dedicated his life to God, and God caused his hand to be upon Jabez. He became a man of great stature in the Bible.
Yes.
The scripture also tells us in Jeremiah, chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9.
Yes.
The scripture, Jeremiah cry out, and from verse 23, hear what Jeremiah says. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Listen, friends, there is nothing wrong with a man gaining a PhD. There is nothing wrong with you gaining material wealth. God says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. So the problem is, if we are prospering in the material things of life, are we not prospering in the things of God? It's one-sided.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's one-sided, brethren. God don't want you to just have material things. In other words, as Paul said in Romans 1, most people only gravitate to the things that God has created and not after God. It's upside down. You can't have one without the other. And if you have one without the other, it's fertile. We must realize that it is God who gives us wisdom to achieve what we achieve. We cannot leave him out of the equation, brethren. We have to dedicate our life to the cause of Jesus Christ of God. And what is
yes,
that cause? Is to bring the lost soul to God.
Yes.
The church today is sleeping. I like how Jesus did it. In John chapter 4, he wanted to teach the disciples a lesson about evangelism. And he sent them down. He said, you guys go get food and leave me alone here. And he met the woman at the well. And when he met the woman at the well and had an encounter with that woman, that one woman received the water that was not in the well. And she went away singing and came back bringing because
yes.
God gave her the water that was not in the well. What is that telling us?
That's the Lord.
God will use on people who we do not think worth living because of the life they live.
Yes.
But God look at the heart of man. And some of the people we pass by on the roadside, if we will only stop and talk to them about Jesus, you'll be surprised to see what God will do with those
people.
Let us dedicate ourselves. Let us pass commitment, brethren. And let us dedicate our lives to the cause of Jesus Christ. The time is now. It's about souls. It's about life. David was a man about life and people. And he go about doing good. And because God anointed him, many was jealous of him. When he won the battle with Goliath, the nations ran out, the women ran out. Saul has killed his 1,000, but David did his 10,000. And Saul was jealous after David. But David was committed to God. He was dedicated to God. And he won the victory over his enemies. We too can have the victory over Satan and all those who go against the church. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And so, brethren, let us, by the grace of God, stand fast in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. And let us not give in to the devil's temptation to give up. Be like a Job. Naked I come, naked I will return. But I will keep my integrity in my God. No matter what happens, trust in the Lord. Commit. Dedicate thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Whatever we need in this life, God will give it. But the greatest of all is to do the will of God as desire it. So let us not give up. Let us dedicate our lives to the cause of Jesus Christ today in a very different way. Seek him. Find out from him what is my daily agenda. He has planned. He's not a Hiram-Skiram God. He's a God of plan and design and purpose. And he wants our lives to line up with his desires so that he can delight himself in us. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. As I pray in closing, Father, we dedicate our lives to you. We did the past commitment, oh Father.
Yes.
We dedicate our life to you. May we understand today from these words of David, trust not in what we have. Trust not in our wealth and our education and all the different things we trust in. Not that they're not good, Lord, but they don't take us where we are to go. It only takes us so far and no further. But when we dedicate our life to you, you take us beyond our own expectation. You cause us
yes.
to do things that we don't dream to do. If we'll only follow the Holy Ghost, We pray that the Holy Spirit will revive us again, Lord God. Let the power of God be seen as it was seen in the days of old. And the good part about us, Father, the Holy Ghost only came down on those people, didn't go into them. Because the blood of Christ did not shed yet. But we who have been cleansed by your Spirit, our body becomes your temple. And yet, Lord God, we are not dedicated as we should. Please, Father, forgive us.
Yes,
we are faltered. We quench you. We resist you. We rebel against you.
Yes.
What more can you do? May we submit. May we dedicate our lives to your cause and earth, because we are in the last days. And you said in your word, Lord, and your word will not go void. In the last days, the love of many will grow wax cold. God Almighty, help me. Help us on this line this morning, that our love for you will never grow wax cold. Will become hard and tough, and the Spirit can't penetrate it. But help us, Lord, that the fire of God in us will continue to burn. That we will not become like wax, but we will become a shining light in the darkness of this world, that others will see and led to glorify you. I commit everyone to you today. I could dedicate my life to you afresh, Lord, because indeed the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Make me, Lord, an instrument in your hand, that I can go out there and labor for you to bring a lost soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.